Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
When Warren Buffett was interviewed on CNBC last week about Unilever's rejection of a bid from Kraft, he told a funny story. Or rather, he told a story he thought funny. He looked at the young woman doing the interview and asked if she knew the difference between a diplomat and a lady. "No," Becky Quick replied. Eyes twinkling with amusement, Mr. Buffett proceeded to tell her that if a diplomat says maybe, he means no. But if a lady says no, she means maybe. And if she says maybe, she means yes. And if she says yes, at this point Mr. Buffett's eyes disappeared into his grinning face, she's no lady. The camera angle broadened to take in the face of the interviewer, who was staring at him in horror, with her mouth locked into a smile. The joke was not funny. Even in the universe of unfunny sexist jokes, this one was particularly crass. Yet Mr. Buffett got away with it. Most newspapers, including this one, didn't see fit to mention his ill-advised pleasantry. Fortune magazine merely referred to the strange analogy that he'd used to explain the response of Unilever to the bid. On Twitter, the global breeding ground for easy moral outrage, very few people seem to care that the man who runs one of the largest and most respected companies in the world had just told a joke that could be construed as making light of rape. A couple of people tweeted that Warren Buffett was a chauvinist pig, but that was about it. 5 years ago, Sebastian Pinera, then president of Chile, made the same unfunny joke. Only then, all hell broke loose. The story was picked up by the BBC. Politicians queued up to denounce him, calling the joke sexist and prehistoric. One of them said Mr. Pinera had brought shame on the nation and put back the cause of women by two decades. Lesser transgressions have landed people in an even bigger pickle. When Sir Tim Hunt, the Nobel Prize-winning scientist, said the trouble with having girls in labs was that you fell in love with them and they cried when criticised, he was made to resign. As was Kevin Roberts of Saatchi & Saatchi when he said there was no longer a problem with gender diversity in advertising. So why was Mr. Buffett allowed to get away with it? It could be that the bar for unacceptable tastelessness in the US has just got a lot higher. By comparison with what other prominent old men have been saying recently, Mr. Buffett's joke looks tame. Set against Donald Trump's assertion that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her, it hardly seems creepy at all. Or it could be that we forgive the sage of Omaha because he's 86. He grew up in a different time when sexism hadn't yet been invented. No doubt the young Buffett and his friends often innocently joked with one another that a lady's no meant maybe, without anyone seeing any harm in it. Yet this excuse will not do. Age is only a defence for oldies and their dotage. When your ancient uncle, from the comfort of his bath chair, says something sexist or racist, it's perfectly reasonable to let it go, on the grounds that he's out of the swing of it, that little is to be gained from correcting him, and often much to be lost from making him upset. But it's not like that with Mr. Buffett. He's a public figure whose folksy language is often held up as an example. He controls an unconscionable amount of money. His Berkshire Hathaway fund is worth about $450 billion. If he's out of touch with modern ways, it matters very much indeed. Either he should get in touch or he should retire. But I suspect the true reason we forgive Mr. Buffett is the most inexcusable of all. It's simply because he is Warren Buffett. I can think of no business leader who has been so worshipped for quite so long, ever, anywhere, with the possible exception of Joseph Rowntree and George Cadbury, both of whom went on being adored into their 80s. People feel they need Mr. Buffett now more than ever. We're all so invested in his cuddly, homespun persona and so revere his judgment that when he starts making hideous sexist jokes, there's only one thing for it: to pretend we haven't heard.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts.